fucking knife.
Oh, everyone here thinks it's so funny that I'm having surgery on Friday, and it starts with a V. But I am nervous, and Dave Klein, you have put together the ultimate vasectomy playlist for us this afternoon on KMYX, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Lots of research went into this with me and Chris Myhill.
So you are the father of twins right now, and
yep.
I don't know if you've considered this particular operation. Here's the bottom line. So, you know, look, I have two kids. I think people know I have a 21 and 18-year-old. My little bundle of surprise, Joy, Alexa, my little girl, came along 3.5 years ago. And what I used to tell people at the time was because I was afraid of pain and swelling, I never had the surgery, right?
Right.
Which is true because I'm not looking forward to this on Friday. I'm really not. I'm kind of freaked out by it. So you get all kinds of advice. And there's a lot of people who are telling me, let me just give you an example of some of the, because I've teased this afternoon, right, as you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting text messages from people harassing me, including from our own Chris Myhill, executive producer.
Oh,
imagine
boy.
Imagine what's coming to him, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I said, I was talking about this in the last hour. I said, minor medical procedure. And Myhill texts me, says, minor medical procedure, you won't be saying that after your blanks swell to the size of cantaloupes. So that's really helpful. Then my buddy Carlin Yeager, who is out in the hinterlands of Howard County, Missouri. Let's see if I can find his. His was rather detailed. The worst part is not the cutting. I've heard this before. And just to hear that, should we play some more songs
here? Sure.
What do you got here? Here we go. Is that the one I just played?
That's the one, yeah. Well, you played that last hour.
This one.
Now cuts like a knife.
You just played that one, too.
See, this is how freaked out I am about this, because I can't remember what songs I played.
There's four or five more.
How about this? I don't know if I agree with that. All right, we'll roll that as I read the text message. He says, the worst part is not the cutting. When the doctor grabs the vas deferens and pulls on it, you will swear it is connected to your toes.
Ah.
Well, that doesn't sound like fun,
no.
Right? That is not pleasant, but it was the most uncomfortable part. Then he snips it and cauterizes it, and a little puff of white smoke rises, kind of like when a new pope is selected. A couple of stitches, and you're all set. Cover your crotch with frozen vegetables for a few days and prepare for Alexa, my daughter, to jump on your junk several times like a trampoline.
Oh,
somehow, they are just inclined to do this during this time. So I have that to look forward to.
Well, why do you call it minor? Did the doctor say it's minor? You're just saying it's minor.
I was kind of referring to it that way, but
okay.
I don't know that it's major. Look, it's outpatient surgery.
Right.
And you have to realize, and I want to take some phone calls on this just because I'm going to likely maybe chicken out at this point. I'm not very
comfortable. What time is this on Friday?
It's in the morning.
I kind of want to give you a ride home just to see what it's like for you.
Where was I going to go with this? There was another comment I was going to make. Oh, I'm the guy that I want to be knocked out for like a cavity being filled. And I'm not even exaggerating. I don't want anything to do with that.
But that's not an option.
That is not. Apparently, that's not an option. Now, the doctor said, would you like, there's something that they give you. I don't even know what the prescription is. I picked it up the other day. They give it to you so you can calm your nerves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take those. There's like three pills. They say take all three. Can I take six? I don't know. Can I take all three in an Ambien? That kind of put me out, wouldn't it? So I am a little bit freaked out by this, but we'll
I'm
we'll
sweating just hearing you talk about it.
Why don't you go in the other room and take some phone calls? We'll see if we can get some people. Because I think what I hear most consistently is, and we'll test the theory out if you'd like to jump in here at 436-7900, 314-436-7900, is don't veer off the doctor's orders. In other words, where I've heard that guys get into trouble, and men or women, if you'd like to guide me through this or help me through it, it's when they don't listen to the doctor and they kind of think they're doing okay. So the surgery is Friday morning. Then you get to Saturday afternoon. You're like, I'm fine. What do I have to do just sitting on my butt, not doing anything? And then you do things that you're not supposed to do. You get active, and that's where you run into the swelling issue. And cantaloupes might be involved. That does not sound comfortable at all. And by the way, I may have already messed this up. Maybe I was told this. I have to go look at the instructions. But Fred printed some things out here for me because he's very excited about it.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, this is having a vasectomy before, during, and after the procedure, and it says don't take aspirin, ibuprofen, or Naxoprin for 2 weeks before the surgery. I did that the other day, so maybe I can get out of this yet and not do it. Kevin, what do you got for me here? Guide me through this.
Hey, Kevin.
Make me feel better.
Hey, Mark, who's the doctor doing it?
Dr. Steinbecker.
Oh, good luck with that, then.
are you another doctor? Oh, I think he was just messing with me. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the support. Chris, you're on Camo X.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I'm fine, thanks.
I just want to congratulate you on taking the step to manhood now.
I don't know if that's it, but yeah.
My wife was fixed after Skylar was born, so I don't have to worry about that. But yeah, you will be swollen. Like, you won't feel too good. I do know that. I had a friend that had it done not too long ago. But vegetables down there, and keep your daughter off you, brother.
Yeah.
But you'll be okay. You'll be just fine.
I'm telling you, I can't remember a time when I was, well, I can, because I had the colonoscopy earlier this summer, as you might remember.
Yes.
We need to get these segments sponsored. I still think this would have been a great opportunity for a sponsorship on Friday morning, and something tells me Hancock and Kelly is going to try to get on this action as well.
Mark's medical examination.
That's right. I'm sure that they're, and by the way, I'm going to get plenty of emails from people who are angry that I'm talking about topics like this, but so goes my life. Craig, you're on Camo X.
Hey, Mark, whoever was driving you, have a pillar in the passenger seat and the car close by the door.
Okay, the car close by the door? What do you mean by that?
I'm telling you, those first five steps.
Oh.
Man, you're
going to
be. Yeah.
I got you. So have the car very close. Like, can we pull it maybe into the lobby of the hospital?
Hey, that'd be cool if you could.
All right, I'll try that. I'll try that. No one's giving me very much optimism here. That's what I'm going to tell you. Bob, you're on Camo X. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. I had this procedure done about 40 years ago after my fourth child.
That was a long time ago.
Well, at the insistence of my wife.
Yes.
I think I had a good surgeon because I didn't experience all of this stuff that everybody's talking about.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. No, I'm waiting. Here's why I wanted to open this up for phone calls, because I'm thinking, Bob, that guys are going to call in, and this is what happened on the colonoscopy. Oh, it's not that bad. It's not. And that wasn't really that bad. The most uncomfortable part of that was, you know, what you have to go through the day before. But you guys are scaring the hell out of me. That's what I'm telling you.
I've had one of those too, and I'd rather have a vasectomy than a colonoscopy.
Oh, all right. Well, that's give me a little bit of hope here this afternoon.
My memory of this, like I said, is 40 years ago. Your legs are propped up like you're giving birth. You can't see anything, and you really can't feel anything. There is that little puff of white smoke, and it's kind of tough to smell yourself burning.
Yeah, maybe I should Facebook Live that or Instagram story it.
Like one inch piece.
Uh-huh.
That he snipped out. But what I got out of this personally was like 3 or 4 days of being waited on hand and foot by my wife, because I fainted, not literally fainted. I fainted being in pain. I laid in bed, and she waited and got
Wait,
up.
You're not helping now. You're not helping.
No, no. Okay. I wasn't. No, she waited on me hand and foot, brother.
Okay. Well, this is what my buddy Carlin, who texted me, said, you should have done this. This is bad planning on my part. He says, you should have done this during March Madness. And that would have been a really smart plan. I would have had basketball to watch the whole time, right?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to have to binge watch some shows. Thanks, Bob, for the phone call. Mike, you're on Camo X.
Hey, it's not that big a deal, so just relax, man. I had it done about 20 years ago. It was kind of funny, actually. You know, you lay there like the previous caller said, you're laying there with your legs up, and they're behind this little curtain, and they're talking about going to the movies and, you know, oh, did you see this show and stuff? So you get to hear an interesting conversation while you're laying there. And the only after effects is, you know, you buy a bag of frozen peas and you're good to go. I mean, I felt like I could have played basketball 2 days afterwards, you know.
You know, the frozen pea industry must really benefit from this, because let's face it, who really buys those things outside of this particular situation? Mike, you're on Camo X. Good afternoon.
Mark, hi.
Hi. Hi there.
First of all, I work in surgery. I've done numerous of these cases with Dr. Steinbecker. You made a great choice. Excellent surgeon. and there is nothing to be concerned about.
Well, I've met him a couple of times, and he came highly recommended from some friends of mine. So, and he's got a great personality. So I'm hoping that everything will go well. But you know how it is. You get a little nervous, anticipatory.
Well, I've had it done, Mark. The first day there was no discomfort whatsoever. The ensuing 3 or 4 days, I found that a jock strap will become your best friend.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of on the notes, and I'm pretty sure I haven't had one of those since I was a sophomore in high school, or maybe a senior in high school, but that would be something I might want to hit Walmart for in the next couple of days, right?
I'd be thinking that would be true.
All right, so I'm gonna try to take care of that. Mark, you're on KMOX. It's only going to take, for those people who don't want to hear this conversation, and I get it, only a couple more phone calls. I'm just trying to make myself feel a little better because I'm not even exaggerating. Dave, you know this, right? I'm kind of freaked out by it. And I'm sure it'll be fine, but I don't even want to think about it. Well, then why'd you talk about it on the radio, you idiot? I don't know. I do stupid things. Mark, you're on Camo X.
Yes. I just wanted to tell you that my dad told me years ago when I had it done that it was no problem at all, and that was about as true as Donald's story on collusion.
Now, that doesn't help. That does not help at all. Bill, you're going to be the last caller here. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I had mine done when I was 24, which was 42 years ago, and it was a piece of cake. We're sitting there in the doctor's office. My wife was there, and he asked her if she wanted to stick around and watch it. She says, no way. So I watched it and everything that he did, and I never had any problems. A little bit of ice. The next day, I was fine, was active, and never had an issue.
I'm going to go with your plan. I'm going to hope it turns out that way.
All these people and all their remedies and their scary stories, it's not true.
Discard them. I'm going to discard them. I like your call, Bill. All right, now I'm feeling a little better. I said last call, but my producer, Dave, says that Bob's got a good story. So, Bob, you'll be the final word on this. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, listen, I'll give you the abridged version. I had mine done over 25 years ago when Jewish Hospital was still Jewish Hospital. And I don't know, things change, but you had to do a prep on your friends, in terms of shaving, so to speak.
Yes, I have been instructed to do that. I wasn't going to breach that topic here this afternoon, but thank you for bringing it up.
Well,
yes.
So I go into the pre-op room with the nurse, and she said, "Well, let's see how you did." And she said, "Well, you flunked." And then I had on Weegans. That's how long ago it was. She said, "What cowboy? You want to die with your boots on?" I'm going, this is starting out really, really well. So I get into the procedure room and put your feet up in the stirrups. Doctor comes in. Never met the doctor, but that's another story that I won't bore you with. And I said, "Hey, doc, have you had this done?" He said, "Yeah, I did it myself." So
was he not serious about that, was he?
Of course he wasn't. He thought he was being Henny Youngman. So... So whatever you've heard, yes, ice, you'll be fine, binge watch. But, yeah, it's, go at it with a good attitude. You'll be fine, buddy.
All right, I'll report back on Monday if I survive. I do think if I had to gauge the odds right now, if we're looking at the board in Vegas, I think there might be a, I'll say right now, 35% chance that I'm going to not do that. So one of our engineers, Joe Raftery, just came in with the biggest – I don't even, what are those called? It's like the biggest snipping tool I've ever seen in my life. Oh, there's bolt cutters. Thanks a lot. No, and this is what I'll leave you with here. Going back to my buddy Carlin says, words of advice, shave well the night before. I did not do a good job, so the 350-pound nurse had to finish it up with a dull Bic razor. No, we don't want that.